Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome back and happy July. We're about 2 months away from First Serve, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm counting down the days. How about you?
I think we're less than 2 months away, Lauren, if my calculations.
Two months, close enough.
We just finished Dream Team Camp, so that always kind of gets the season started for me. And now we got team camps coming up. And then we start, our first meeting is August 4th. So it's, summer's pretty much over.
It's over. No, you can't say the season started at Dream Team Camp because it technically starts during two-a-days, which I've heard now are one-a-days because you've gone so soft.
Yeah, well, we have more days to practice this time. It's more spread out now. We have more. Basically, they added another week for us to practice. So we don't feel like we have to go two-a-days every, you know, we have 10 days to get ready. So you feel like you got to go two-a-days. So we're going to spread it out a little bit more, which I think will be good for our team and pace ourselves a little bit. But we'll still have a couple two-a-days because we like to get in the morning and work on serving and passing. For me, Dream Team is like, okay, summer's over and here we go. And we just had an amazing Dream Team camp. I got on social media today and saw all the kids that took pictures and then posted them and said what a great Dream Team camp it was and how much they enjoyed it. So our players did an awesome job. And of course, Jalen does a great job of coordinating all this. And it's such a fun camp to coach because you got all these really talented young players, and man, they're getting good, really good.
Can anyone commit during this, or it's just now because of the new rules, it's just because you used to have kids that you would offer and they would commit during Dream Team Camp, correct?
Yeah, the original design of Dream Team was actually Caleb Banworth's idea, I think, was to get young kids here, and then if we like them, we offer them. And so the first class was Lexi Rodriguez, Taylor Landfair. They all came to Dream Team Camp. In fact, I was talking to Taylor yesterday, and I said, hey, you were in the first Dream Team Camp. So I don't know how many years ago. What is that, about 8 years ago? 8 years ago.
Long time.
And so it was legal to offer them then, and I told the camp the story of Lexi. We sat down, went up to my office after it was over. I offered her. She walked to the elevator, turned around, walked back, and said, I want to commit. I said, wait, you're too young to commit. She goes, no, I want to come here. And anyway, Taylor was in that camp, and she said, I said, Taylor, remember, you were in the first Dream Team camp. She goes, yeah, I know. You had me do trash can.
Oh. So that's why she didn't commit.
No, she loved it. She loved it. And but that's not why she didn't commit.
Well, since we're on the topic of your season, do you guys have a theme yet for this upcoming season?
Yes, we have a couple.
Can you tell me one or all of them?
Oh, because I have exclusive now with you on podcast, I can tell you anything. So one's going to be, we have our chains, which we've talked about. So we're kind of doing that.
The unbreakable theme.
Yeah, but our big one's going to be Run for the Roses.
Does that have to do with the Kentucky Derby?
Yes. And where's the Final Four?
Louisville,
Kentucky.
Love it. Horses.
I thought you would because I didn't like it, and that's what the players wanted. So I had a different one. They get the final say.
Love it. Well, are you wondering why I'm in overalls today?
No. Well, it's probably because it's hot. I don't know.
Well, can you give me a little drum roll or slow clap or
okay.
something?
Oh, here, this is what the players do.
Snaps?
Yeah. That's how we, instead of clapping, that's what they do. They do this. So,
well,
okay, I'm doing it. What are we doing? Let's go.
We're finally announcing the winner from your horse naming competition.
I know. Okay. Do you want me to tell you how many people in the last week that have asked me that question? And I'm talking, this is all walks of life. All walks of life. Everywhere
I'm sure
I go, what are you naming 415? What's the name? I submitted this name. My sister-in-law submitted this name. It's Final Four name. What do you name in the 415? Everywhere I go.
Well, we're about to announce it here. I'm wearing overalls because I felt that that was festive and kind of a cowboy theme.
Okay.
So that's why. But I want to give you some details. I don't know if you know all this. There were almost 15,000 submissions on this post. So name submissions. Rev, Cash, Ship, and Rip, in that order, was most popular to least popular. That was the final four that you decided upon. And then Rev was the most popular, then Cash, then Ship, then Rip. Rev, or Revival's the name. Rev is short for Revival. That won the most with 7,099 votes. Okay. And Bill Fleming, on June 14th at 7:42 a.m., he was the first person to suggest Rev, and there were a total of 19 submissions for that name, but Bill got to it first. So Bill Fleming, congratulations. Someone will be reaching out from Athletics to get you the tickets that you won, and I'm a big fan of the name, especially with Zach Bryan's new album. Have you listened to it yet?
Yes, yes. I still like his first one better, but Revival pretty much is played every day in Nebraska Volleyball Office, that song. And that's where that name came from. Well, that's how I interpret it, Rev for Revival. And,
right.
And Lauren, so are we doing confessions today? Because my confession, I already know what it is.
Perfect. Do you want to say it now or do you want to wait till the end?
I'll go now.
Say it now. Say it now.
My confession is that's the name that I liked the most and wanted to win. And it's kind of crazy because there was 15,000 votes for the Final Four and 7,000 came for Rev. So a lot of other people felt the same way I did. And I loved Rip, but for the Yellowstone character, and I love Ship for going to the ship. I know a lot of people really like that. And then Cash is just, you know, when you have horses, you're just spending cash. a lot of people really like that too. So it was fun and 415's got a new name.
Well, welcome home, Rev. And speaking of him, it's official. You've purchased him. He's yours. And when does he get to? He's in Lincoln, or is he in Nebraska? He's going to Wyoming. What's his situation?
He's out at Mark Ray's ranch right now, and I rode him out there last week. And we're keeping him there right now because we're going to ride him in the Burwell Rodeo. So the Burwell Rodeo is at the end of the month. So
you're the Grand Marshal.
I'm the Grand Marshal. So I got to ride in the parade. So I want to get 415. Now I've got to figure out, I'm going to try to get one of Mark Ray's daughters, if they're not rodeoing somewhere, to primp them.
Yeah. Can you put some like red, white, and blue glitter on him, or we need something.
I don't know what they do for rodeos, but he's a ranch horse. So he's, you know, he needs to get primped out. So, he's got a beautiful mane and tail because they call him a yellow horse, yellow colored horse, which is kind of like a palomino, but he has silver in his mane and in his tail. So if we wash that, it'll really come out. It looks really cool.
It almost looks like, for all the women who listen to this podcast, it's like he uses purple shampoo on his hair to make it, to give it like a silver purple tint. You know what I'm talking about? Do your players use purple shampoo? I guarantee you they do.
I do not know that. And I'm on a need to know basis for that. So I don't know.
Next time you have a team meeting, start it off and just say, how many of you use purple shampoo in your hair?
Okay.
I will make a bet with you. Over half your team does.
Okay. Better yet, I'll just say, hey, I lost my purple shampoo. Can I borrow some?
Oh my gosh.
You see who steps up that first.
Please get someone to film it.
Okay.
That would be hilarious. Speaking back to Zach Bryan and music and
Lauren, I'm going to tell you right now, this will be the most listened to podcast we've ever done.
It better be.
Because there's so many people waiting for this.
I know.
So,
I know.
We could probably put Rev on his butt, red, white, and blue, REV.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Now, we also need to talk about this because some cowboys think it's bad luck to change the name, but technically he doesn't have a name. But he has a number. So we feel okay about giving him a name because he doesn't, you know, as I told the Cowboys, he's like a movie star now. You know, they don't go by their real names; they get their movie star names. He's now Rev the movie star, because he's probably the most popular horse in America right now.
No, he really is, and you're superstitious, so I'm surprised you're allowing this name change. But well, sounds like you're off the hook.
Yeah, we were going to do that with Bob's, and we decided because Bob's is kind of a.
It's an awful name.
Yeah, I know, but we're not changing it. But he's seriously, 415's never had a name. They just call him 415. Hey, go get 415. We're going to rope on 415 today. So he's just a number. So he's probably going to like having a name. But it'll help me communicate with him better, too. That's another reason. Because what do I do? Come on, 415, slow down. 415, easy, buddy. Now I can say, hey, Rev, let's do it. And they know their names. They're incredibly smart. Reba knows her name. I can call her from anywhere and she'll look.
415's not only getting a name, he's getting a family. A family who loves to give apples, carrots, horse cookies.
Yeah. Madden already loves 415. Yeah.
Yeah. She's telling everyone, my papa bought me another horse. I said, I don't think this one's for you, but go ahead and tell everyone that. Yeah. I have a fun little game planned for today.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the game Would You Rather?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to play Would You Rather. So okay. I'm just going to ask you, would you rather do one thing or another, and you're going to tell me which one you would prefer or pick over the other. Does that make sense?
I like these short answers. I don't have to think too much. Just
exactly.
Go. Yeah.
We'll have some fun. Okay. Would you rather spend a night out with Zach Bryan or Nick Saban?
Oh, Lauren. Okay. I don't know if I like this game now. This is like picking, you know, who's the best player ever I coached. Oh. Whoa, that is okay. One night with Nick Saban or woo.
Zach Bryan.
Ah, dang. If that really, that could happen too. I can make that happen. I wonder. Right now I'd say Zach Bryan.
Why?
I don't know. He's just, I listen to his music every day. He's on fire right now. It'd be fun to learn about his world. I mean, he came from nowhere. And all of a sudden, you know, the girls told me he bought a $10 million home and is all about his Barstool Sports friend that he's
girlfriend
who we hung out with at the concert. So anyway, I'd go Zach Bryan right now because I'd just be really fascinated to hear his story and how he writes music and all that stuff.
I don't think that's what you'd be talking about. I think you'd be drinking beers and smoking cigars.
Yeah. Well, I'd pick Zach Bryan, but that is a really, really tough question.
I love it when I stump you. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Oh, that's depressing. Probably, I don't know. I don't want to answer that. There's superstition right there.
Would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater?
Fly.
I could have guessed that you were going to say that. Would you rather travel back in time to meet your ancestors or go into the future to meet your descendants?
Future.
Why?
I don't know. Just because everything is changing so much. And I was a history major, so I've already studied all of our ancestors and everything. I've written papers and reports. So I'd love to see what future is going to be.
Would you rather be able to speak all foreign languages or be able to communicate with animals?
Communicate with animals.
No brainer. Would you rather live in a treehouse?
I spent an entire day in a Russian sauna, and they spoke Russian, and I spoke English, and we had a hell of a time. So I already know how to speak several languages.
When was this?
When I was coaching with USA Men. We were in Russia playing, and we went to their sauna. They go in like five times, and they go in the cold pool, get back out, drink beer, eat salty fish, get back in. So it's like a whole day thing. And I hung out with these guys. literally it was all day, and we had great conversations.
You're dropping all the good confessions today.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in a treehouse or a cave?
I'd probably say cave.
Would you rather give up chocolate chip cookies for a year or riding horses for a year?
I'll give up the chocolate chip cookies.
Wow. Yeah. That's saying something. Would you rather have a pause button for your life or a rewind button?
A few years ago, I would say rewind. Now it's a pause.
Would you rather watch the sun rise or the sun set?
Oh, that's a really hard one too. I probably like sunsets just because I've seen so many great ones in Wyoming, Nebraska, and Hawaii.
Those are good places.
Maisie Bosinger, her family, when we go to Hawaii, they get up every morning and hike somewhere to watch the sunrise. It's pretty cool.
I'd rather
sleep and then, watch it at night.
I agree with you. Would you rather live at the beach permanently or the mountains permanently?
Mountains.
Would you rather talk on the phone or talk via text message?
Talk on the phone.
All right.
I hate texting.
Really?
Yeah, it's convenient, but I don't like it. I mean, I'd rather talk to somebody, but it's so much easier just to send a text. But I like talking to people.
Usually if I call you and you don't answer, then I text you and you respond via text.
Yeah, it's because I was doing something or whatever. It's just, like I said, it's more convenient, but I'd rather talk to people.
All right, last one. Would you rather always hit a red light for the rest of your life or always get slow internet?
I hate red lights. Lincoln, Nebraska, none of the lights are synced. It drives me nuts. You go light, light, red light. Okay, can you just sync it so we can just go straight through? So I'll take slow internet.
Who do you talk to about the light situation?
Okay. I hit my steering wheel sometimes.
Well, can you complain to any?
And like, I'll make another confession. Sometimes I get so pissed, nobody's coming, I go. So.
You can't admit that.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's confessions. There you go.
LPD's going to write you a ticket.
I know.
For your confession.
I know. Well, maybe they get the lights fixed. They'll give me a chance to talk to somebody. Maybe I'm trying to get pulled over so I can vent. And I'll feel better.
Any other confessions while you're on a roll?
No.
We're ending with that. All right, it's probably going to get edited out. Hopefully it doesn't.
Yeah. I'll give you one more. In a camp, we had Chick-fil-A 2 days ago for lunch, so I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich, so...
Oh
yeah.
Did you feel sick afterwards?
No, it's actually good. Chick-fil-A is good. I see why they like them, but usually I don't have what the campers have.
You eat very clean.
Yeah. Trying to.
No, not a lot of processed food, not a lot of junk food.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, one of the moms and of one of the Dream Team kids.
Yeah.
They're from Bergen's hometown, and she's going to be the next Bergen coming out of their Sioux Falls. And anyway, her mom left us a gift bag. So it was in my office. I opened it up. The first bag is Skittles. And I'm like, okay, this is Jalen's favorite thing. Boom. The second one was
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. I'm pulling out, I don't eat this. Oh, but that's Kelly's favorite. And then the third one was chocolate covered almonds for me.
So she was very intentional.
She knew her stuff. It was pretty impressive. And anyway,
hey,
she wrote
snaps a really, for that mom.
Yeah. I saw her afterward, and I told her thanks. And I said, "How'd you know?" She goes, "I just I know the favorites." So
that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And it wasn't chocolate; it was dark chocolate covered almonds with less sugar.
Perfect.
So she got me really healthy chocolate covered almonds.
Well, do you have any lessons for us today?
I just gave you enough for six months of podcast lessons.
Those were confessions. Okay. Lesson is different. If not, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to think it's cheesy like always, but yeah. Start each day with a positive thought and a grateful heart.
Oh, yeah. Try to do that every day.
I know, but it's hard.
I know, it is hard. It is hard.
But you always talk about attitude of gratitude, so I thought that applied there, grateful heart. And then I just like the idea of starting your day off with something positive, because I feel like a lot of people wake up and think, okay, what do I need to get done today? What do I, you know, thinking about all the things they have to do throughout the day. And maybe if we just change that thought process and think of something positive, then maybe it changes the outcome of your day.
Yeah, you need to get work for Barstool Sports and get like 3 million followers, and then you could really send a message out. But here's my, I'll give you a lesson.
Yeah.
Because, so I coach Dream Team Camp. I mean, I'm down there. I had to jump in and start hitting balls and everything because our guys were doing a bad job. So I'm like, I'm just doing it for the rest of the camp. So I basically coached 9 hours on Saturday and 6 hours on Sunday. Anyway, and I want to create an example, because I've noticed the more our players give to those players and the more the coaches we give, and we give them everything we got, you get it back. And they show their appreciation, and you can just see how hard they're working, trying to do what you're getting them to do. So you got to, we always say give to get. So anyway, there's a great example of it. And I notice our players will pick up on that as well and really try to help those kids, and they do a great job. And I think they get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Give to get. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wrap for today's episode. I'll talk to you next month, which is start of your season.
Okay.
It'll be go time. Can't wait. Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you to all of our listeners, followers, to Russ for producing this one. And Bill, congratulations. Rev. Revival, Rev. Are you going to call the horse Revival or just Rev?
Just Rev. Rev.
Just Rev.
For short. But yeah, I want to meet Bill. Sure. I mean, I hope we get to meet him. And
well, Bill's coming to a match.
Yeah. I hope it's okay to share his name on this. Are they going to edit that out or?
No. They have to share the name. This is how he's finding out that he's a winner.
Yeah. He's going to be the most famous guy in Nebraska for a day.
He will be.
Well, Cowboys will want to invite him to the Burwell Rodeo.
Yeah. He's going to start going to all the ropings in the state. Hopefully he likes horses and is a good rider.
Maybe he is a roper. That'd be cool.
There, you guys could go rope together.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Bill. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next month. Go Big Red.